Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to talk about the Halifax Building Society, which has got itself seriously engaged in the pronoun wars. Yeah, the pronoun wars. It seems to hate its own customers. We're going to talk about that in a second. I hope you'll enjoy this one. And if you do, remember, hit the heart button on your way out of the podcast when it's over. Let me know that you've enjoyed it. And if you want to support the work we do here day in, day out, then please consider buying me a coffee or going to the donor box and dropping a dollar or a pound in the donor box. There's also a brand new fan club for the podcast and a new premium podcast channel, which you can all subscribe to as well. So let's get to the story, shall we? Because this amused me. Right. So more than 150 social media users say they are boycotting the Halifax after the social media manager of the Halifax told customers who didn't like the bank's new pronoun policy that, quote, you're welcome to close your account. So dozens of Halifax, it's a Daily Mail story, so yeah, probably all fake. Dozens of Halifax customers were closing their accounts with the bank after a staff member told them to leave if they don't like the new pronoun policy. The bank announced, you see, earlier this week that it was going to allow staff to display their pronouns on their name badges. In a post that reads, pronouns matter, honestly, I'm not making this up, and the hashtag, it's a people thing, it showed a photo of a female staff member's name badge, which featured she, her, hers in brackets. But more than, as I said, there's a lot of social media users are not happy, and they're saying they're going to boycott the former building society after being lectured to about inclusivity. Some have cut up their Halifax credit cards, while others are lodging complaints about Halifax's social media manager, who, when customers accused the bank of virtue signaling, told them, "Well, if you disagree with their values, you're welcome to close your account." One user said, this is funny, just close my Halifax account after 19 years with them. They can stick their pronouns up their his, her, arse. That's what they said. Another person said, my wife and I have followed this advice partly due to Halifax's current virtue signaling, but mostly because of the eagerness of the social media guy to lose customers. The mortgage is being moved. Credit cards have been cancelled, deposit account closed, have been with you since the 90s. Nice work. A PR expert called Martin Townsend said that this policy from Halifax is a Ratner moment and astonishing. I do remember that. Gerald Ratner, if you remember, the head honcho of the jewelry retail chain, wrecked his company after branding its products, quote, total crap in the speech. Nah, he was probably misrepresented, but yeah, he did say that. So yeah, I'm just looking at the feedback here. A former Conservative councillor says, it's incredibly rude for Halifax to say to customers, if you don't like it, go away. It's astonishing to have a bank behaving like a trans activist. Well, of course, the person doing the social media management may indeed be a trans activist. Halifax said, this is the bit that really got me. It said its pronoun move was designed to avoid, quote, accidental misgendering. Oh, yeah, because that's such a problem. I mean, how often have you gone into a bank or a building society or whatnot, and you've spoken to someone and you've said in passing the word he or she, but in actual fact, the person that you're talking to may not identify or he or she. This is the insanity that is permeating through our society. I mean, it's absolutely insane. And obviously, this all took place over on Twitter, the hellhole itself, where there basically is very little that one can call sanity prevailing in the first place. But on its website, Halifax says, any customers they deem to be transphobic could have their accounts closed. All right. So let's get this right. So under a page entitled What We Stand For. The Halifax says, we stand against discrimination and inappropriate behaviour in all its forms, whether racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, or ableist. Ableist, that's a good one. Regardless of whether this happens in our branches, offices, over the phone, or online on social media channels, such action may include account closure or contacting the police if necessary. No, this hasn't gone down well at all. A former doctor who's scriptwriter, a guy called Gareth Roberts, who's been a Halifax customer since 1988, told the bank, I'm a homosexual man. I'm appalled by your adoption of this homophobic, woman-hating claptrap and by your attitude to customers making perfectly reasonable objections to it. Well said, Gareth. A company director, Anders Jersby, ended his Halifax car insurance and said he would never deal with Halifax again thanks to their antics with pronouns. Halifax refused to say how many customers have closed their accounts this week, but there was clear evidence that its defiant attitude to those who expressed objections is backfiring on them. I'm sure it is. On BBC4 yesterday, Matthew Lynn was saying, companies don't need to aggressively take positions on what are still quite divisive social issues. It didn't come from the CEO. It comes from a bunch of millennial 20-somethings running the Twitter feed. Absolutely, Matthew, you are right. That's the problem. This is Generation Z. Generation frigging embarrassing. That's what it is. A generation who actually do struggle to understand if they're male or female. And they're now going to lecture you if you dare to say, I don't need a name badge. You know, I'm not a, if you object to a name badge, that means you're a bigot and we don't want you in the Halifax. So, you know, we shall see where this one runs. I think it's a bit of an own goal for the Halifax. They've got a whole ream of bad publicity on the back of it. I don't think you need to have a badge to alert people whether you're male or female. I really don't think you need to have that. But the Halifax evidently know better. And on the basis of that, it's a company I would suggest you avoid at all costs. Thanks so much for listening.